entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 91. I'm Ruben.
And I'm Leighton. And it is Sunday, February 8th, 2015.
We've got a fun show scheduled here. We've got some terrific feedback from the people who listen to our thoughts on the Sandy Ridge Cookbook. They were so gracious. And
Ruben.
Yes.
I take that back. I had forgotten how much food matters to Mennonites. Like, there were people that seemed to be, like, genuinely offended at some of the things that were said in the previous podcast. Wow. Go ahead.
We've also got a little tech tip related to a story that needs some research to be done to it. I'm going to tease it a little bit. And I'll let you know more about that as soon as we listen to this clip provided by my brother, Theodore.
If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now.
That was the commercial I was trying to imitate.
No.
Anyway, I probably didn't nail it, but that's what I was trying to nail. So let's just jump right in here, Leighton.
Yeah.
What I was teasing a little bit about, the story that needs us to dig deep into.
Are we going to do feedback?
We are, but it's a little bit later on.
Okay.
Because the feedback was so great, I wanted to give it more of a special area.
All right.
But this is just a tease for what it's about, hopefully, to come in the future. And it was inspired by Serial, in a sense. Obviously, we can't do anything to the extent of what Serial did.
That was so well produced.
But here's a news article from, it happened in Bremen, October 22, 2008. A police search for a missing Bremen attorney ended Monday with the discovery of his body in a field southwest of town. That town would be Bremen. After an autopsy Tuesday, Marshall County coroner determined that the 70-year-old attorney committed suicide with a single gunshot to the chest. He had been reported missing since Sunday, and he was last seen leaving Plymouth at 8:30 in the morning. 8:30 in the morning on Sunday, and believed to be headed to his business to do some work, which is in Bremen. And so that's the tease there.
Okay,
there's a lot of. It was ruled a suicide just about immediately, but there's some speculation that that isn't exactly what happened, or there's more to the story.
Really?
So without digging into it deeply, because I met with someone who was who knew the people involved.
Okay.
Along with...
So you think there were other people involved?
Well...
Already?
People who were more privy to the situation.
Okay.
I met along with Kyle, our friend Kyle.
Oh, my.
And Seth.
Okay.
Seth owns the property where this vehicle was found. So that's when we first stumbled onto this.
The vehicle that the man that allegedly
committed suicide in 2008.
Right.
So we just had kind of a long interview, got some information, and we're trying to dig into it to find out exactly what happened, because as we'll move ahead with this, there's some things that just don't quite line up.
Okay,
there seems to be more to this story.
You said this happened in 2008?
Yes.
That was the same year that Obama became president. Coincidence? I'm not sure.
And the reason, here's my tech tip related to this story.
Okay.
The reason I don't want to dive in, and I didn't mention names, and I didn't go into super, super detail.
You just mentioned a newspaper article.
Yeah. Is because there's a thing called a Google Alerts. And you can go there. It's google.com/alerts.
All right.
And you can type in whatever you want to be notified or alerted about. So I actually use this to stay on top of Notre Dame's recruiting. So I typed in Notre Dame offers. And then whenever there's a news article or a blog post about Notre Dame offers a high school football player, I'll get an email sent with a link to that article. And so if someone is you know, digging into this, or if someone is guilty in this story,
mm-hmm.
they would be wise to set up a news alert with some keywords like Bremen, attorney, suicide, and definitely the attorney's name.
Right.
Which you can, just from what I'm saying, you can easily find out what his name is. I just didn't mention it for whatever reason.
Okay.
But then, if we would, in our blog post, if we would be writing about, oh, today in the podcast, we talked about so-and-so who committed suicide, and yada yada, and we're going to try to find out who actually did it. He would get an email sent with a link to the article.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
So, basically, we're not going to put anything in writing so that if there was foul play, someone won't come looking for us.
We want to do some more research before, we're not actually concerned.
Oh.
But we do want to do some more research.
Oh, I thought we were. Oh, okay.
We want to do some more research before we, you know, talk about it some more.
Okay. All right.
And this will be a long process because there is a lot of data to dive into.
A lot of research to be done.
Yeah.
A lot of information to be sifted through.
Yeah. But you can use, even if you haven't murdered anybody, you can use a Google alert.
So you think he was murdered?
Well, that's either it was suicide or murder.
Okay.
Or an accident, all right. In which case it would seem highly unlikely since he was shot in the chest with the gun nearby. So you know, it's unlikely it was an accident.
He was trying to clean out his barrel, accidentally hit the trigger.
So that's my tech tip.
All right, your tech tip is about Google.
Google Alerts.
Alerts. Do you want to know my tech tip?
Yes.
All right. So it turns out that for all you photo junkies that use Mac, sadly, this is only for people that use Mac OS. Apparently, Apple is going to be replacing their iPhotos app for the Mac. And iPhoto is not that robust with features. All it is just basically like a photo management app for Mac, mm-hmm. all right? And it comes default. And it works fine for that. But Apple decided they're going to replace their iPhoto app with an app called Photos. And you'll notice on, well, I mean, if you have an iPhone or an iPad, iOS 8 did the same thing, I think. It wasn't called iPhoto, but it's now called Photos. What was it in iOS 7?
I'm pretty sure it was called Pictures.
Oh,
Pictures. No, I'm kidding. I think it was Photos.
Okay. Well, they did update the icon.
They did.
The icon for the Photos app.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be the same icon that they're going to use for this new Photos app.
Okay, so new icons, but is there anything below the surface?
Yes, Ruben. Number one, it will support handoff, so or continuity, whatever.
Okay.
However you want to call it. So within the app, they're going to let you actually add effects and filters and stuff now. I don't think they let you do that in Photos.
So hashtag iPhoto. No filter, no more.
Well,
now every photo you'll ever see will be filtered.
No.
But most people will. Most people will.
Yeah, if you want to, yeah. But you can really, like, it's insane some of the tools that they're going to have. I'm not going to go into any detail, but lots of sliders.
Do you have to do some more research, maybe?
Maybe, maybe not, because I don't use this app. I don't use iPhoto. But
you're saying it's not, the filter features aren't on the iOS app. They'll only be on the Mac, the desktop version.
As far as I know.
Okay.
One thing that's really cool, though, is once you tweak a photo or something, you know, up the contrast, lower the highlights, you know, I don't know, up the saturation of a photo,
mm-hmm.
with the continuity feature, the photo, if you took it with the iPhone, it'll automatically show up on Photos. You know, add your effects and everything, and then it changes on both your iPhone and your Mac OS, or on your Mac.
That is cool.
It's pretty, pretty neat. If it works, I mean, they haven't, I don't think they've officially released it yet, but they're supposed to. I mean, there was like a, I think there's like some kind of preview thing that if you're like an app developer.
Developer preview?
Yeah, that one. They have access to it now.
Okay.
So that looks kind of cool.
Very good.
And it's free!
Great.
It's like a free, it's, yeah.
Great.
You can't say no to free stuff.
No.
I mean, you can, but you'd be stupid to.
Yeah. Isn't that... I mean, that's what we were talking about, you know, at Revive Indiana with the food and the sweatshirts.
Free food, free sweatshirts. I actually didn't even get one of those free sweatshirts.
Oh, man.
I did take the free food, though. and I did pay. I did donate to the cause.
We do have some feedback.
We do?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it related to food?
It is related to the Sandridge Cookbook.
Oh.
this might get boring, so just tell me when it gets boring, and I'll just stop.
Okay.
But
what should I do to signify that it's getting boring? Like what should I say?
Pound the table.
Okay. Like okay.
Okay, so this feedback was all through Facebook. All
right.
This one Sarah. Yeah, I'm going they called us out. We'll call them out.
Okay.
So Sarah Miller, she said
so boring. But I guess we can go on just a little bit more, but right. Almost losing me.
You need so much help. How is that for negative feedback? And next time, try making your own crust.
She's talking about pie crust? Or...
I'm assuming it's pie crust because bread crust pressure sure forms on its own.
Right.
See, we're not experts.
Yeah.
We just know what's good, and we thought we knew what was original.
Yeah.
Carmen Martin Yutzi, who, this is interesting, she's an insider. She is behind the making of the Sandy Ridge Cookbook.
Okay.
She's the Steve Jobs. Well, I guess he's dead. So, she is, who is someone alive over at Amazon?
I don't know.
Anyway, she's behind the
There's
scenes.
There's lots of people alive over at Amazon, I think. Well, it's a big company.
Carmen said, I'll just read it word for word. You might as well said all, or in parentheses, or most, cookbooks. I will be expecting lots of recipes that are original from you for the next cookbook. See, there's another cookbook in the making.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Really?
This was the longest, message. This was from Belinda.
Oh my.
Miller. While I typically support your podcast, I would like to say some of the statements shared emphatically in this one are definitely unfounded. In fact, your claims are so, shall we say, elementary that I find it hard to know how to explain the art of cooking to you. I wonder, did you ever build a website from a template? My mind was drawn to many more examples, but alas, my lunch break is expiring. I will say that your original recipe was quite tasty the other night, but incidentally, you did rely on some of the unskilled and unoriginal senior cooks to provide the rest of the meal. So, should I break it down for you?
There was a lot made in that last comment.
The last part of it is referring to when I had some guests over.
Okay.
And I prepared my original, I don't even have a name for it yet. Let's just call it Ruben's meat casserole.
All right, Ruben's meat casserole.
Anyway, and
did we just, that's the name that it's going to be?
Well, no, that's the working in progress name.
It's the beta name.
That's what she was referring to in the meal. And then the unskilled and unoriginal senior cooks would be the ladies that brought some of the other food along.
Right.
Those were the most interesting comments.
Ruben.
I did clarify one thing.
Yeah, though. I want you to say that last comment. You responded then.
Yeah. This is
on Facebook.
One of my responses. Dear Belinda Miller, I never said following a recipe was unskilled. Contrary, my friend Layton made a point that the close attention to detail is the reason that Mennonites have a reputation for being great cooks. I don't know what they're complaining about.
Right.
They're great followers.
Right. They're great followers. Not anymore. They're not going to be following us. We lost them all, Ruben. We lost them all.
That was all the feedback. I mean, that was the majority. That was all the feedback I was going to share.
Okay, we have to clarify some things.
Yeah.
And
didn't your mother also have a problem with you?
With
I thought she posted on your wall.
I don't think so.
You told me that even my mom's posting on my wall.
Well, but I don't think that was in relation to that.
I thought it was in regards to the cookbook.
I can't remember. Anyways. So, the cookbook. All right. I think people are thinking that because we had a faulty view of the cookbook, that we are somehow insulting the cookbook. Just because we had a misconception of it doesn't mean that we don't think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It is a good cookbook.
Yeah.
All right? And I am so glad that somebody took the time to make it so that, you know, there are women that, you know, who didn't know about those recipes now do.
Yeah.
Okay? And I am sure that the next cookbook that whoever makes it, whether it's Carmen or whoever adds to it, it will be a great cookbook. All right? And I just hope that there are no Mennonite women that will kill us.
We had placed a poll on the website where people could vote.
Yeah.
And it was, the poll was, should the French press start curate the Sandy Ridge cookbook and create their own cookbook based off of the Sandy Ridge cookbook?
We're going to pick our favorite recipes out of that cookbook?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was about, 66% in favor versus 33% against.
Perfect third.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Perfect thirds. Okay.
It's probably not going to happen. Because remember, your voice counts, but it doesn't matter.
Right. Right.
And
but
here's the thing.
Your cooking does matter.
It does.
Cooking matters, Ruben.
We could be spending our energy, going through the different recipes. But on the other hand, we could be putting our energy and time towards creating more fresh, original content for the listeners.
Right.
So that's what we're planning to gear
okay.
towards.
All right.
We didn't talk about this previously, but I'm assuming that would be your feeling as well.
Sure.
Or would you rather build a cookbook?
No, because our content is based around the podcast, and the podcast is about audio. You can't really make an audio cookbook.
That's so good. Yeah, you're right.
Although you just proved to me that you can. So maybe we should... No, I'm kidding. Ruben, I think it's time for a break.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, guys, we're back. Back and ready to go. Layton, you've got a story for us.
Yeah, it's story time with Layton. This one occurred yesterday, and today's Sunday. So that would be Saturday. Mm-hmm. I was dutifully helping the president of our youth committee prepare some props.
I thought you were the president.
I'm the vice president. But I would dare to say that I'm about to become president, because the current president is about to take an early leave. Mm-hmm.
Is he having symptoms of Alzheimer's, or what's the problem?
The symptoms he's showing is a want to learn more about God. So we've...
How do you treat that?
We've written a prescription. Actually, he diagnosed himself and wrote himself a prescription of one term at SMBI.
Okay.
That's a Bible school for those of you that don't know. And he's going to be gone for 9 weeks. 9 weeks.
How long will you enjoy the presidency until he either comes back or you leave for Arkansas?
Right.
And which comes first?
It was supposed to be, I'm not sure exactly when I'm leaving, because there's some conflict. There's just a request. They requested that I come sooner than what I had originally planned.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Yeah. And I don't know if I can, there's deadlines that must be met
That means that we'll really have to start hightailing it to find your replacement.
Yes. Yes, Ruben. We must make a lot more auditions. There's so much to do and so little time to do it. Anyways, so back to my story. We're preparing props for this little Valentine's banquet that our youth puts on every year. And this year, we are... I don't want to give away the theme. I wanted that to be a surprise. But anyways, we're working on preparing these props. Mm-hmm. And this is Saturday morning. Lunchtime rolls around. And we're like, hey, we should go to lunch. And so I leave it up to the president to decide where we're going to eat. And he decided that a president deserves a presidential feast. And he chose, accordingly, McDonald's.
Okay. And let me just stop you right there.
Yeah.
You said because he's the president, you let him initiate where you're going to go.
Right.
But did you initiate the thought that we should go for lunch?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're playing... Is that a power move?
A little bit. Okay. I was just testing to see, you know, how he's going to take, you know, me taking over his spot. Like, mm-hmm. is he going to kind of hold on to it as long as he can and try to control things from a distance with phone calls and such? Yeah. But I don't think it'll be a problem.
Okay, good.
So we go to McDonald's. We go inside. And we order our food. And this is where the story gets interesting. Because it wasn't before. Oh, that was so boring. Oh, boring details of presidencies. I order my food. I get a meal. And this is normal, okay? Normally what happens is the cashier, she rings you up.
Yeah.
You pay. Mm-hmm. And then her immediate move is... Take an empty tray, put it on the counter, and then place an empty cup mm-hmm. on the tray. So that, while they're making the food, the customer who's waiting can immediately take the empty cup, walk over to the soda fountain, and get what drink they want.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally normal.
Happens every day. All the time.
All the time. So I do the same. I take the cup, and I walk over to the soda fountain, and there are two soda fountains there, or two, yeah, machines, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you always put your ice in first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, you always fill your cup with ice. And so I push my cup into the ice trigger, mm-hmm. if you will, and I hear the machine trying to produce ice. And instead, all that it's producing is air. It's not, no ice is falling into my cup.
You hear a sound.
I hear a sound.
That would normally be related to you getting ice.
Right.
But instead, nothing's dropping.
Right. And I'm not hearing any ice plunking. Okay. There's no ice that sounds like it. There doesn't sound like any ice is moving.
Okay.
And so I said, oh, that one must be out. I'll just go to the other one. So I go to the other one. And I hit the ice trigger thing, and no plunking. Once again, no plunk. And I'm dismayed.
Was the president, had he gone on before you?
No, actually, I think I went first. Okay. So, then I decide, okay, fine. I guess I'll just have to settle for room temperature iced tea. Sweet tea, actually. Not iced tea, sweet tea.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I like my tea sweet, not just unsweetened nastiness.
Yeah.
So I do that. I fill up my cup with room temperature sweet tea, and then I would have liked for them to fill the ice machine right away, but seeing that it was exactly 12 o'clock, they had a rush and they were really busy. So I was like, I can just settle for this. I'll let them know, though, so that as soon as they have some time to fill the ice machine, they can. So I have my room temperature sweet tea in hand, and I walk over back to the counter, and I tell that cashier that took my order, said, hey, do you guys know, I'm just being nice, do you guys know, I didn't say I'm just being nice, but I was thinking in my mind.
By your voice, yeah. You were trying to explain that you're not being mean.
Right. I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing out something that they probably would want to know. Yeah. I would want to know if I were working there.
Yeah.
I say, hey, do you guys know that both your ice machines, your soda fountains are empty, that they have no ice in them? And the cashier looks at me like I am the stupidest person ever. Like, she just gives me this look. She, like, raises one eyebrow and, like, looks at me like I'm so dumb and then says, yeah, we know. Yeah.
And?
That's it. And then she said, then the manager, I think it was the manager, says, oh, yeah, we actually put a cup filled with ice on your tray. And then I look at my tray, my empty tray, my tray that was empty when I took the cup off of it, and there's another cup there filled with ice. And yet, I'm the one who's dumb. They didn't give me a cup of ice.
Let me just tell you why this happens. Joe Biden has ruined it
for
every other vice president. So if you step in there, they automatically assume, oh, this guy's an idiot. So I'm sorry, but it's a burden that you'll need to bear for a few more weeks until you can, never mind, that won't work either.
Until it takes his power. The most annoying thing was not the ice. It was the fact that I was trying to help them.
Yeah.
And they just treat me like an idiot.
Did the manager see the cashier's response?
No, she was looking at me, but standing right beside the cashier, and she did not reprimand her at all.
Oh, so she knew that the tone and
yes,
you need to take this to a higher level.
I did, Rupert.
Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, this is a good story. Keep on going. Did it hurt your ears?
No.
Oh,
but your overenthusiasm did hurt my ears. It wasn't the volume of your voice; it was the tone of it, Ruben. That hurt my ears. No, so I decided then to go online, and I went to McDonald's website. It turns out that, yeah, they do have a website, and it doesn't exactly have a complaints tab. It does have a restaurant feedback section, and I proceeded to fill it out. I gave them all my personal information. So that, you know, they can steal my identity someday. Because, you know, it's the least I can do, you know, after being treated like an idiot. They probably think I'm an idiot for giving them all my personal information. So I successfully, like, you know, I filled my role that they expected me to. And what's so funny is, so they have a section, you give them all your information, and then you say which location, which McDonald's you were at, and then they have the comments box where you type out your story or your experience there, and then they have a checkbox. They ask, do you expect a response from us? And
what did you check?
They have a yes or no. And beside the no, in parentheses, they have, bear in mind that in certain situations, we will need to contact you again for further information.
but we still might. No, but maybe.
Yeah. And just to guarantee that we have more content from this story, I decided, yeah, I expect a response. So I said, yes. Yes, I do.
So have you heard back yet?
No.
How many days has it? Oh, I guess it was yesterday.
Was since the incident.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been one day.
But since you asked for more, since you left your complaint.
Yeah.
Over the internet, how long has that been?
Approximately 45 minutes from the time of recording this podcast. Yeah.
I'm jabbing you in the ribs.
Okay.
That was the jab.
Ow. Ow.
Because before we got to the podcast.
Yeah.
I was talking to Leighton.
Okay.
And asking if he feels fulfillment
right.
from doing the podcast. And I just suggested, he said, some.
Some.
Or no, but maybe.
Right.
And then
no, but maybe.
Well, referencing the McDonald's
a
thing.
Little bit.
A little bit. And I suggested that maybe if you would spend more time doing research and preparation. And I'm not saying that.
We don't put any preparation into
this. No, because we do. But not much.
Right.
And so maybe if there would be more time spent in preparation and research of the stories, et cetera,
right.
Maybe you would feel more accomplished.
Right. Positive feedback also does
it does wonders.
Does wonders
instead
for
of getting ripped
a feeling of accomplishment.
For, you know,
just simply
having believed something
simply
incorrectly.
Stating our misconception of the Sandy Ridge Cookbook.
Yes. I mean some churches don't even have cookbooks. You know what I mean?
Our church doesn't have a Berean Christian Fellowship cookbook. But
I think we're ready to wrap it up.
Yeah, that's it. But next week
we should have a response.
We'll have a response from I expect a response straight from the CEO of McDonald's saying, "Hey, you know what? Have a Big Mac on us," or something like that. Because I actually did. I did a little bit of research.
Oh, really?
Somebody claims to have complained to McDonald's and said they gave me free food.
For how long?
I don't know. Not for ages, like a coupon. Like, yeah.
Okay.
And then other people were commenting like, "Oh my goodness, I copy and pasted your complaint, and they gave me free food too." And he said, "Okay, you guys, this is all in a forum. Okay, you guys, we can't be copying and pasting the same complaint because pretty soon they're going to realize that all these can't be true, and so this is going to make so this doesn't work anymore."
And I hope this forum wasn't at McDonald's website.
No, it wasn't. I can't specifically. I think it was on Reddit or something. So we guys, we need to coordinate, like, just incremental. Like, we all just need to take turns and make sure that we don't flood it with the same complaint.
Twisting the story a little bit here and there.
The devil's in the details.
Yeah. I think we're ready to wrap it up, Leighton.
Yeah.
We will be having, at some point, the mystery guest on. Hopefully several mystery guests.
Yeah.
To possibly fill the big shoes that Leighton is about to partially leave.
Right.
Because you're still going to be on the podcast, but
yeah.
Just unclear how much.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, well, that's all we got.
Okay.
So your feedback would be appreciated. You can leave it at FrenchPressPodcast.com. The links are there for our email, Facebook, Twitter, etc. And have a good week.